This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Humanitarian concerns are growing as Turkey's military incursion into northeastern Syria widens and desperate civilians flee, becoming the region's newest refugees. For VOA, Del Gavlak reports from Amman, Jordan.
Chaotic scenes are being repeated of frightened Kurdish, Syriac, Christian, and Yazidi civilians escaping on foot, carrying plastic bags with their worldly goods, while others are herded onto trucks or motorcycles enveloped in plumes of dust from the latest Turkish bombardment of their land. Roads are gridlocked with hundreds of fleeing families saying they don't know where to go for safety. Catholic priest Father Emmanuel Yohana, who runs Christian Aid Program Northern Iraq, told VOA from the Duhok region that he expects a wave of refugees from nearby northeastern Syria to flood into Iraq.
Painfully to say, we are expecting the worst. Definitely, the borders will be opened from Iraqi side to receive innocent civilians.
Yohana and other humanitarian responders say they are suspicious and critical of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's call for a so-called safe zone along the Turkish-Syrian border. Del Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
President Erdogan claimed Thursday that 109, quote, terrorists have been killed, referring to Syrian Kurdish fighters. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin expressed his deep shock from what he called an anti-Semitic attack in the eastern German city of Halle. During the attack Wednesday, a heavily armed assailant tried to force his way in on Yom Kippur, Judaism's holiest day. The president said, I call on Germany's leadership to carry out justice with a firm and uncompromising hand against anti-Semitism and its results against neo-fascism. Two people were killed in the attack. This is VOA News.